morning. How are you? I'm good, thanks. We've dealt with like some serious issues, right? Look at that. This is week 8. Can you believe it? Wow, we've dealt with anger, peer pressure, bullying, anxiety, depression, suicide, and drugs. And today, we are fighting breakups. It is something that we go through as teenagers. And I know that as teenagers, you know, like me, like I'm 16 years old, you know, when someone breaks up with you or you break up with someone, you just feel like my world is over. I will not be able to live. I can't go on, right? But before we actually speak about breakups, we have this superhero who has struggled with breakups. Can you guess who he is? Or she? Thor has had like major breakup issues, okay? Major breakup issues, not just with girlfriends, but with his family as well. But let's watch this clip quickly. That is amazing. Thor's relationships are always complicated. Always complicated. You know, he has a complicated relationship with his father, the king of Asgard, right? Well, he's a prince, actually. Wow, amazing. I'd never thought of Thor as a prince. But yeah, Thor is a prince. And a relationship with the beautiful Loki. They have serious problems, serious relationship issues, right? And they've broken up as brothers a lot of times. And with his girlfriend, talk about a long-distance relationship. Like, really? That's the longest, like, yeah, I don't know how they do it. And, you know, they've had some great times together. They've shared great memories, you know, Jane and Thor. But they've also shared some serious disagreements and breakups. You know, it's very difficult to be in a relationship with someone who's so far away from you. I mean, he doesn't just live in another country. He lives in space somewhere. So certain disagreements that they had, they led to their breakup. And right now, I would like us to just share with the person next to you if you've experienced a breakup or you know someone who's close to you, you've experienced it. And yeah, I'll give you a few minutes. Just share with the person next to you about your experiences with breakups. Wow. Hello, we back. Oh, I've never seen people talk about breakups for such a long time, nonstop. This is amazing. Is there anyone who'd like to share their story? You're not forced to. Anyone? It may not be your own personal story. It can be somebody else's story. No? Ah, you guys, yeah, Andrew! Let's welcome him. Let's give him like a big hand.
Okay. Right. Okay. I think I was about 15. Right, that was 7 years ago. I fell in love with this girl at school, and you know, we're head over heels for each other. Then it was like the longest relationship I had ever had. I think it lasted 1.5 years. I figured I could, you know, I was in a position. Like, in the beginning of the relationship, as reckless as guys are, I was kind of like, yeah, whatever works out, and sometimes I would ignore her. But by nearing the end of the relationship, I came to a place where you literally can do anything for the person you love, right? So we broke up this one day, and what happened is she was leaving. She was actually boarding a bus. And I was at the house, I was all upset. So I was like, you know, she must go. And we had a huge argument. And so she left. And somehow, I think, like, 30 minutes after that, she was still waiting at the bus stop. I take my brother, so we go after, we actually go after her, right? I'm like, I have to catch her. I have to say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to see her for the next month. How's that going to work, you know? Yeah, and it was a serious breakup. So I was like, yeah, I ended up chasing a bus for her. Yeah. after that, I think it's, you know, everything went well and then it ended again. But those are breakups, you know, it comes and goes. And I think the key thing is God has someone specifically for you. I mean, you may find someone in your life that you think, you know what, this person is the person. But there's that distinct thing that God knows about you that no one else does. And sometimes even you yourself don't know. And when he finds the person for you or brings that person to you, then you will know. You won't have to chase after a bus, I promise.
Oh, let's give him a hand. And let's give him a hand because he was singing this morning. How awesome is that? That's great. Well done.
Hi there, guys. my name is Deboho. I actually can relate to Thor when it comes to distance relationships because they never work. I had, my first girlfriend was when I was 18 years, came to Joburg and, you know, went to Eastern Cape for some sort of visiting and stuff like that. So I met this person and I was in love and blah, blah. In fact, I proposed her over the phone because, you know, we never had cell phones, so run to the booth, phone booth. At night, 9 o'clock, hey, you know what? I love you. That's it. Straightforward. Because she's not there. She's not in front of me. I don't care. I've got the guts to tell her. Now, the funny part is, with a distance relationship, every time you meet, there's like the love is so high. You see stars and flames and fires. You know, so basically what happened is whenever I meet her, there's so much love. When she goes away, she goes away. So I've had 4 breakups with her. Why? Because I thought I knew her. But I didn't. Because what happens is when you meet a person and she's like, 900 kilometers away from you, you just don't know what kind of a person they are. Whenever they come in, you don't talk about your personalities or your characters, whatever it is. You talk about how much you've missed each other, and that's it. So you'll never know that this person, this is the kind of a person, until I've spent enough time with her when she was in Joburg, and then I said, wow, gee, I don't think I'll live with this person for my life. And I had to break up with her. And you know what? Whenever you break up with a person, because it will be like, okay, I love you, yes, 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 blah, 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 blah. But now, you know what? I can't carry on with this. And that's it. You move on. And then now you feel like, I've made a mistake. Let me go back. And then it was to and fro until I decided, this is it. I'm stopping this. So my warning is, never be involved in a distance relationship. It never works. You think you love a person until you see how horrible they are when they stay with you.
Wow, thanks, Tobuho. I think Thor must get counseling from Tobuho. We must introduce you guys. Speak to Pastor Mark. Wow. Yeah, guys, I'm going to make up my own ways right now. Whether you are the breakup power or the breakup P, breakups are not easy. It's not an easy thing to go through. So we need to understand breakups. We need to understand breakups. Why do we break up? Why do people get into relationships in the first place? Is it necessary? You know? So why do you enter into a relationship? You need to ask yourself that question. Why do you enter into a relationship, you yourself? Ask yourself that question. Don't answer it out loud. Just think about it for a minute. Why do you get into a relationship? Why is the relationship important to you? Why did you choose that particular person? Why did you choose that particular person? But my answers are, we want to love. We get into a relationship because we have so much love to give. We want to pass it on. We want to love. You know why? It's because we were created by God. We are created in his likeness, and God is the God of love. He says he is love. God is love. So God gives love, so we are like him. We want to give love too. And then we want to be loved, right? No one here doesn't want to be loved? I want to be loved, right? We all want to be loved. We all have that thing that we want to be loved. We want to belong. Everybody wants to belong somewhere. That's why we have cliques. That's why we have group of friends, because we have a sense of belonging. We want to belong. So we are created to be interdependent on each other. That's why in the Garden of Eden, God created Adam and Eve, Adam first, and then Adam was lonely. God saw that, no, this is not right. He needs a companion. And Eve came to being. God created Eve. So we are interdependent whether we like it or not. We need each other. We need each other. So no man is an island. No man is an island. Each is a piece of the continent, a part of the man. We are all one. So no man is an island. You can't live alone in your own space. It's impossible. A lot of people who have been isolated, like in prison and stuff like that, who have been in solitary confinement spaces, they have said that you can literally go mad. So we enter into relationships because we want to belong, we want to fit in, we want to feel loved. I want to feel special as well. That's why we enter into relationships. And this is the reason, because we want to belong, we want to be loved, it's the reason why breakups are not nice. Breakups are not easy. That's why when breakups happen, when we break up, we use nasty words, like a bust up. Yeah, don't you know that? Yes, like it, I'm old. This one you would know. We split up. Okay, we break up. You get dumped. You get ditched. And that can lead to a feeling of rejection, because it is rejection. You feel rejected. You feel rejected. So, can I sneeze? Okay. It went away. But getting over a relationship, it's not an easy thing to do for anyone. I know that sometimes with boys, they can be like, I'm all tough and macho, but deep inside, you know that it's not an easy thing. With us girls, you just cry, you know? But still, it's not easy even after you've cried. So, breakups take time. For you to heal from a breakup, it takes time. You know, when you break up with someone, it's like it's a wound that needs to heal. So, imagine when a person who's been stabbed and a person who just fell and scraped their knee. A person who's been stabbed, that wounds take longer to heal than a person who just than the knee that just got scraped. So imagine how long it's going to take to mend a broken heart. So you need to heal from breakups. We need to heal from breakups. Sometimes we don't give ourselves time to heal, because we just go to the next person. We just enter into another relationship thinking that we're going to replace the love. You don't want to feel alone. You don't want to feel lonely. So immediately after a breakup, you enter into a relationship. That's a bad thing to do. You know why? Because you're taking all the baggage from that relationship. You are bringing it into a new relationship. So you're taking all the mess that you left with because you haven't dealt with it, and you're entering a new relationship with it. And that's going to mess up your new relationship. So you need to give yourself time to heal. You need to give yourself time to be sober. Because once you break up with someone or someone has broken up with you, you're not thinking straight. So you need to be sober-minded before you move on. So, how do you fight breakups? You take time to heal. The next person you meet, they may not be your future husband, they may not be your future wife. So you need time. You know why sometimes we break up with people? It's because we break up with God first. So let's stay connected to God. Let's not break up with God. Let God be in our lives. Something that Debbie said this morning, that, you know, when you meet someone within that space where God can tell you that this is the person for you. Yes, we make our own decisions and our own choices, but don't break up with God. Imagine how he feels when we break up with him. If breakups are just so hard for us, imagine how he feels when we break up with him. So, take time to heal. Take time to sit down and think. And without you taking time to heal, you're going to feel unloved, unwanted, worthless, rejected, and you're going to immerse yourself in self-pity. You're just going to stay there feeling sorry for yourself all the time. And you know what happens when you don't take time to heal, when you just want to move on and life is just going on? What happens is that you're not going to see the beautiful things that are happening around you. You're only going to concentrate on the bad. And that usually leads to depression. So, those feelings that we just mentioned before, they lead to people using drugs, they lead to suicide, they lead to homicide, stalking, and lack of trust. You guys may laugh, but this is true. This is real, okay? This is very real. Some people, to deal with the breakup, remember what CK said when she was talking about drugs, that some people, they just want to deal with the situation and they start taking drugs. They start using alcohol. They start abusing a lot of drugs just for them to feel numb, just for them to feel, you know, that life is okay because they haven't dealt with the real issue. Some people kill themselves over boyfriends. Some people kill themselves over girlfriends. It has happened, and it's still happening. Some people will kill you and then kill themselves. Right? Some people will just kill everybody around because they haven't dealt with the breakup, because they are in this space of self-pity. They are in this space of feeling unloved. That's why they do it. Some people will stalk you. Some people, not only on Facebook, it gets as serious as a person is everywhere you are. I've been watching this show. I've been watching this show on TV that's called Stalked, Someone is Watching. And people go through serious stuff. A person will get your telephone numbers. A person will get where you stay even when you move. There's a girl who was followed to, you know, how America is lots of states in one, right? This girl was followed to a different state by their stalker. Not even her parents knew that she moved, but the stalker found out. So it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. And it's very easy to become the stalker as well. Because when you are in love with someone, you think that's your world. And when that ends, you don't even believe it. And you're thinking, no, it's going to be okay. People who stalk think, oh, it's going to be okay. No, I need to talk to Caitlin. She'll understand. And me talking to Caitlin I'm thinking that I'm actually getting there. She's understanding. She's going to take me back. But Caitlin is not there. She's over it. So that's how stalking starts. It's not a crazy person who just becomes crazy all of a sudden. It's a gradual thing. It happens. And then when you don't deal with breakups, if you enter into another relationship, you're going to have lack of trust because you won't trust that person, especially if the reason that the other relationship was you guys broke up, it's because someone messed up, someone cheated, or something happened. So be very aware not to get there. But don't worry, because the word of God says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Be rooted in the Lord. Going through life, you need to be rooted. You need to wait on the Lord. Don't break up with God. You know what happens? Imagine a tree. When you break off a branch of a tree and you put it there, what happens to the branch? It dies. But when a branch is connected to the tree, what happens? It stays alive. So let's stay connected to God so that we can stay alive, so that we can avoid all those other things like suicide and stuff like that. So remain confident. Remain confident and stick to God. So here are some of the things that are hurdles when dealing with breakups, right? This is a grieving process. It's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. This grieving process, it's like, you know when you're running hurdles? We know what hurdles are, right? Yes. You know, it's not easy to go through, you know, it might be easier to go through one hurdle, and then you start running again, and there's another one, and you start running again, there's another one. So it's not easy to grieve or to get over a relationship. So the first stage is denial. It's a typical head in the sand issue, right? Oh, no. This can't be happening. It is not happening to me. Who does he think he is? No, he's not breaking up with me. No, he loves me. No, that's what he said, you know? So the first stage is denial. And then when you get through denial, when you see that things are really getting serious, anger comes, it creeps in. And then you start asking questions like, why? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And it's not only anger towards the person, it's anger also towards yourself, and anger towards God. Like, how can God allow such a thing to happen? How can God allow such a thing to happen? Oh, I was stupid as well. I could have done things differently. You know? Anger, when you get over the anger part, you come to bargaining. Sometimes you bargain with God even. Sometimes you bargain with yourself or with the person, and you say, you know what? I'll change. I won't do that anymore. I promise I won't chew my toenails anymore. You know, Asha, you never know what creeps people out, you know? I won't do it in front of you anymore. I'll change. But if you say that, then you're not going to be yourself in a relationship. You're always going to be stepping on eggshells when you're around the person. But then when that stage of bargaining, when you see that, you know what, this person is not really listening to me, and this person is not ready to take me back, and then you go into depression. And, you know, this is a most critical stage because it can be either or. When you are in this point of depression, if you lack God, one of two things will happen. It's either you're going to go through it and be okay, or you're going to stay in the depressed state. And what's going to happen? You're going to become a stalker, you're going to become a killer, a murderer, whether you murder yourself or another person, or you're just going to dwell in self-pity and you're not going to live yourself. You'll be alive, but you won't live life. That's why it's important to have God with you at all times. The next stage after that, if you are a normal person who has God on their side, then you're going to accept it. You're going to come to the point where you accept it. You know, it's not easy to accept that, oh, yeah, you know what? It happened. It's sad. I've gone through breakups as well. You know, and they were not easy. They were not easy. So when you go through a breakup, you start, you know, when you accept it, a little bit of a load comes off your shoulders, that you gain your power back to say, I can do this. I'm going to go on. I'm going to step up. It's not easy to get up, but I'm going to do it. So when you get to this stage, don't think that it's going to be easy. Don't ever think that it's going to be easy. Imagine you have fallen and you've fallen hard and you've twisted your ankle. Is it going to be easy to get up? No. But is it possible to get up? Yes. So as much as when you get to this stage, it's not easy, but it is possible to get up and dust yourself and move on. So grief is not a disorder or a disease or a sign of weakness. It is an emotional, physical, and spiritual necessity. It is the piece of you, it is the price you pay for love in everything you do. It is the price you pay for love. That's why when someone dies, you grieve, right? So just like in breakups, you grieve. Some of you, most of you, all of you will be working one day, right? When you leave one job to go to the next, because you've built relationships in the previous job, you're going to grieve. You're going to go through that process of grieving. So it's not a disorder. And I know that usually it's guys who find it difficult to grieve. It's okay to cry. It's okay to say, you know what, this is messed up. It's okay to be emotional about it. Right? but it's okay. It doesn't make you less of a man if you do. It actually heals you from the inside and you become a better person. Here's some scripture. It says, "Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted." So God is with us. He promises us that he will comfort us. Blessed are those who mourn because they shall be comforted. Mourning is God's way of healing the grieving and bereaved heart. Mourning is God's way of healing the grieving and bereaved heart. So you need to go through the process. It's very important. Not because I say so, but because God says so. So connect with God. Stay connected. Be like that branch that is on the tree and it's not broken off. Because even if the branch is broken off, but it's next to the tree, it doesn't give it life. Stay connected. Here's some scriptural references that says God is with you and that God loves you. God loves us so much that he says nothing is impossible with him. When you're in him, when you're with him, when you're in connection with him, nothing is impossible. You are a child of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by him in his image, after his likeness. And you are his treasured possession. God treasures us. So when you go through breakups, when you go through difficult times, just know that it hits God first, and he feels what you feel. Simply because he loves us. When you go through difficult times, when you go through breakups, talk to someone. Most of the time, we just build things up, we just keep things inside, and we don't talk about it. But please talk to someone. I'll also refer to gender. I'll also separate gender again. For girls, it's easy, right? You go to your friend, oh, Simone, my boyfriend broke up with me. Oh, and you start crying and all that. You know, you're getting rid of, yeah, some girls are really tough. But you get rid of that. You get rid of that, of those emotions. And that's a process of healing. But with guys, it can be a bit different. Esha, are you okay, man? Yeah, I'm fine. What's wrong, man? No, I'm okay. Nothing's wrong. Why are you saying nothing's wrong? Instead of being aggressive, like, nothing is wrong, I'm fine. But you know very well that everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. So it's very important to talk to someone just to get rid of the toxins that are in your body. There's emotional toxins that enter your body. So remember that God is still there. I know it's not easy to pray when you feel horrible inside, when you feel like, you know what, I can't do this, I can't go on. But God is still there. God is still there. So ask someone to carry you in prayer. That's why it's important to talk to people. Talk to people. Talk to other Christians that can pray with you, that can uplift you, that they can hold you by the hand and lift you up. So talk to someone and ask them to pray for you or pray with you. Then you need to love yourself. It's easier for people to accept you when you've accepted yourself. It's easier for people to love you when you love yourself. It's easier for people to have fun with you when you can have fun with yourself. Sometimes we think we need people to make us better, but no. No one wants a person that is low, has low self-esteem. No one wants someone who is who doesn't know who they are, who's just out there, who's just floating around. We all want people. We all want to associate ourselves with the cool guys, the cool girls, and stuff like that. Right? No one wants a bad thing. If something looks bad, you don't want it. So we need to start with ourselves first. We need to love ourselves first. We need to accept ourselves first. I need to know who I am first. I need to know the things I like doing. I need to be able to say, I'm taking myself out to the movies. Do things that you love. Some people may think that, no, how can you love yourself? How can you love yourself? But the Word of God says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. So automatically, God is thinking, oh, these people love themselves. The people that I've created love themselves. So it's very important to start with you and love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, it's going to be very difficult to love the next person. And it's going to be very difficult to love God. You know what's going to happen? You're always going to see the bad. Even if the good outweighs the bad, you're always going to see the bad if you don't start by loving yourself. And then grow through it. Every experience in life is there to help us grow, to help us become better people. Every experience that we go through, every breakup that we go through, everything that happens in your life is not a mistake. Don't be under that illusion that it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's something that you have to go through. And how wonderful it is that God trusts you so much for you to go through big things. There's one man who once said, the bigger the challenge, the more I rejoice and the more I say thank you to God because he trusts me so much that he sees me fit to face this challenge. So, the Word of God says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials in various kinds, of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So let's count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations. Let me just share a little story with a breakup that I experienced when I was still in high school. I think I was in grade 9, something like that. Can't remember. But I was talking to this guy. He was, you know, we just met, and we started talking, and we found out that we live in the same area, so we started a relationship. I liked him. He was really cute, and I really, really, really liked him. But he wasn't right for me, and I knew from the beginning that he's not right for me because I'm a Christian, and he sort of claims that he is a Christian, but he does other things that Christians are not allowed to do. You know, so it came a point where he wanted me to skip school. I was a good person, so I wouldn't skip school, and I loved school. He wanted me to skip school so that we can go to a park somewhere. And I said, it's not happening. I'm not skipping school for you or anyone. Even if there's a tsunami coming, a hurricane, I'm going to school. That's how much I loved school. I actually said those words to him. And then he said, oh, okay, fine. And he was angry, he left. In the evening, he called me at home. Like Deboho, we didn't have cell phones. He called me at my landline. And then he broke up with me. I was like, huh? Are you for real? He broke up with me. And I just started saying, and I said to him, but you are a Christian, you know? It's not right to, that's how I was. Hey? I was so innocent. I'm a Christian, you are a Christian, you're not allowed to skip school and stuff. Why are you doing it? He says, yeah, I'm a Christian with a purpose or something like that. And then he hung up. And then I wanted to cry, and I was like, God, help. And then you won't believe it. I started singing, and I started worshiping, and I started rejoicing. And that's when I understood what the scripture meant. I started singing and thanking God. I said, thank you, Lord. Actually, you saved me from a bad relationship. So count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations. But you know what happened? What I like about this guy is that a couple of years later, he received Christ for real. So when you fight breakups, you must take time to heal. You must connect with God. You must speak to someone. Love yourself. And allow yourself to grow through it. Take time to heal, connect with God, speak to someone, love yourself, and allow yourself to grow through it. So, as much as it's not easy, God makes it easy for us. Because he says he has predestinated our future. So he knows the end in the beginning. Or he knows the beginning at the end. You know, he's everywhere. His time is not our time. So let's connect with him. Let's learn to love ourselves. And let's take time to heal. Don't rush into the next relationship. Don't rush into the next relationship. Take time to heal and let God heal you. Sometimes you need to choose the voice that you will listen to. Sometimes you need to shut out your friends and just stay and listen to what God is saying. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you as young people, Father. We know, Lord, that breakups are a very difficult thing to go through. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, that before we enter into relationships, let's come to you and ask you first and help us, Lord, and give us direction on which relationship is good for us. Give us direction on which relationship we should be in. It may not even be for marriage at that time. It may not even be a long-lasting one, since we have seasons in life. We have people who come for a season. We have people who come for a lifetime. But Lord, help us, Lord, to choose the right people in our lives, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's a friendship, or even Lord, when we meet new people, Lord, Give us direction, Father, and help us to meet the right people. Bring right people in our path, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us the spirit of discernment. Give us the spirit of discernment so that we can know what's right and what's wrong. We can know what's from you and what's not. Because the devil comes like a sheep. He comes like a sheep, but he's a wolf. He comes, he's there to destroy us. He's there to kill us and destroy us and to mess us up. And he comes as an angel of light. But Lord, give us the spirit of discernment so that we may know what is from you and what is not from you. We come to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your love and grace of our lives, because you are holy and you are excellent and you are awesome. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, it's not over. Next week, Sunday, we are fighting abuse. We are fighting abuse. At some stages, some relationships, they end because of abuse. So we're fighting abuse. So thank you very much. See you next week, same time, same place.